work. Could we receive any apologies for absence, please?
We've not had any, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest on items under discussion for this evening? No, thank you. Can I propose approval of the public meetings from the previous meeting? Do I have a seconder? Thank you. To consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12, I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at the meeting tonight. I now invite the Monitoring Officer to present his report.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of the report, councillors, is to request that you endorse the appointment of an additional independent person for a term of 4 years for final approval by full council, but also as the council standards committee to confirm two parish council representatives for a term of 4 years. So the council's been operating with one independent person for a significant length of time. The law only requires us to have one independent person, but having two ensures that the council is following best practice recommendations and is able to call on two individuals to fulfill this requirement. So this increases resilience, and if ever sickness or a conflict was to arise, it gives us that fallback position. And in terms of our parish council representatives, of course, having that turnover as the administration changes is prudent, and it brings in that fresh blood and that new way of thinking. Looking at the recruitment of the new independent person, we had to follow the provisions of the Localism Act 2011 quite closely, and those provisions were echoed in the advertisement which was circulated and is attached at Appendix 1 of the report. The other element which was specified by the legislation was a recruitment exercise, and we achieved both those provisions. The recruitment exercise took place in the summer. An advert was placed online and circulated via the council's social media platforms, and it attracted three candidates, all of which were of a high caliber and who clearly had the experience and qualities that could have been used or brought to bear as an independent person. Each candidate was interviewed by myself as the monitoring officer, and following this process, a feedback and discussion session was had with the chair of standards committee, Councillor Lee Rees-Walker. Come the end, the individual felt to be best suited was a Mrs. Sarah Riches. The other candidates were very capable, but when speaking to Sarah, she was able to interpret the code with a deeper level of understanding, which was quite positive for my part as the monitoring officer. As I'm sure you've all seen by now, Sarah's CV can be found at Appendix 2, and I think it speaks for itself. Now, in terms of the recruitment exercise for parish council representatives, discussions were had with our chair of standards committee after the 2023 elections, again, Councillor Louise Walker, and it was agreed that continued parish council participation during meetings of standards committee was important. And I say continued because we are not required by law to have parish council representatives, but the benefit of having such representation is obvious. So a recruitment exercise followed over the summer, conducted by the former Deputy Monitoring Officer, Ms. Sherry Grant, who's recently left us. And that exercise attracted a total of four candidates, and the advert circulated to parish councils can be found at Appendix 3 of the report. The candidates were interviewed by Mrs. Grant, and after deliberation and consultation with our chair, it was decided that Councillor John McKiernan and Councillor Helen Hedeck be appointed as parish council representatives on the standards committee. They were the two standout candidates of the four who were interviewed. So the recommendations, councillors, is that you approve the appointment of our parish council representatives, Councillor John McKiernan and Councillor Helen Hedeck, for a term of 4 years, but separately endorse the appointment of Mrs. Sarah Riches for a term of 4 years, But that endorsement has to be approved by full council, and that will be going to full council on the 11th of December 2023. And I was also going to ask that we endorse the appointment of Mr. Graham Goodall, our current independent person, for a further term of 4 years. And going back to what I said earlier, we'll have two independent persons to then draw on and use. And thank you, Chair. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions from anybody? Everybody happy with that explanation?
Chair, could we go for a vote, please, in terms of the recommendations at 3.1? Is it 3.1 or 3.2 of the report?
Can we have anybody to propose that? Councillor Locke.
Seconder.
Second it, please. Councillor Shrive, thank you.
All in favour.
Everybody in favour of that? That's carried then. Thank you. I now invite the monitoring officer to do a report for us, please.
Thank you, Chair. Fortunately, councillors, we don't have a huge amount to talk about at the moment after quite a turbulent period. We have the one matter which was there since from the previous administration. That's coming to an end slowly, I'd like to think, having discussed with the investigator where matters currently are. So I would like to think that over the course of the next quarter, we'll have a final report to send out there. Speaking with the investigator about that one matter, it sounds like a fair amount of work has been done. A lot of councillors have been interviewed. Several members of the public have been put forward, but none have been willing to be interviewed. So there was a whole variety of witnesses who have been put forward, and the investigator has had his work cut out. But I believe there is one more councillor to interview, and the relevant report should be finalised, and the matter can then move on to the next stage, and we can close that chapter, at which point we'll have zero matters on our record currently, if we can describe it that way. We're in a good place. Such wood, fingers crossed, we're not going to get a sudden surge or tsunami of complaints. Thank you very much, Chair. Any questions?
Thank you. We now have two items to consider in private. So I'll now move that, in accordance with Section 100A, Part 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and the public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1, Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Thank you.